in reverse. It is much easier to give thanks in troubled times after enduring and passing through the troubled times. Today's reading from Psalm 107, it was 1 to 3 and 17 to 22, is a great example of exactly that, giving thanks after troubled times are over. When things are rotten, I don't feel like giving thanks. During pandemic, even though there are many things to be grateful for, I don't feel like giving thanks for COVID-19. I feel instead like shouting out, "What are you thinking, God? Why in the world would you expect thanks for this?" It's really hard to thank God in the pandemic for the pandemic. I also know that while I'm sputtering about how terrible things are, I'm generally not focusing on any kind of compassion for everyone. Still, it's important to remember that emotions are worth having, even savoring. Emotions are worth addressing. There's no need to feel bad and then feel guilty about feeling bad. We don't have to be devoid of emotions, and we're not the only ones having them. I think there's a comfort in knowing that we all have good and bad days. We all have uplifting and energy-sucking emotions. And knowing that can help us to move away from being self-centered and instead live out love, compassion, and justice. We won't get it right every time. Maybe not even most times, but why not start? Why not try? Maybe let's start being generous, grateful, and compassionate from a place where things seem really good, and remember to live in hope and be generous, grateful, and compassionate when it's not. This year, maybe that's all I've got. If it's backwards, so what? It's a start. I wonder if the writer of this week's psalm, what their experience was. Today's reading is a celebration of deliverance from some awful situations. There are some verses I didn't read this morning, and they weren't part of the official reading, but I think maybe we should look at them. I don't know. Yeah, let's look at them anyway. It isn't that they are controversial or confusing. Perhaps the folks who put together the reading thought the edited verses were redundant. In them, you find more description of the situations the writer and the people have been delivered from. Listen to more of the delivered from stuff. Some wandered in the desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. For he satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Their hearts were bowed down with hard labor. They fell down with no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of the darkness and gloom and broke their bonds asunder. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. There's something interesting occurring here. Folks were in bad situations. Some because of bad luck. Some because of bad decisions. Some because of even worse decisions. And what did the people do? They cried to God in their distress. And God delivered them. That's the Bible theme, the meta-narrative. Again, God creates, we mess up. God does it all again, heals, delivers, we mess up. The cycle continues. I know that I've said many times before that the Psalms aren't good places in the Bible to look for promise verses. The Psalms express the raw emotions of people in all kinds of different situations and with all kinds of different experiences and views. And in today's Psalm, we find celebration coming from a writer and a people who have experienced the theme. God's love endures forever. I love the flavor of the message paraphrase. It says, God's love never runs out. Do you feel like giving thanks in all things? God's love never runs out. Do you feel like shouting, what are you thinking, God? Why in the world would you expect thanks for the pandemic? God's love never runs out. Are you feeling compassion fatigue? God's love never runs out. Do you feel like you pretty much go through the motions and none of this really matters? God's love never runs out. Did you make a mistake today? Do something bad? God's love never runs out. Did you say something hurtful today? God's love never runs out. Did you wish harm on your neighbor? God's love never runs out. Did you make an offhand comment that was offensive? God's love never runs out. Are you going to make more mistakes today? God's love never runs out. Let's say it together. Me here, you there. Let's say it in unison. However that's going to work. God's love never runs out. Thank you, God, for your wonderful works. Amen.